Laborers in Southern California, St. Helena, California, July 29, 1907. To the laborers in Southern California, dear brethren, I would be pleased to see you and talk over some matters with you. I dare not venture to attend the meeting that will be held in Los Angeles, but I will send some manuscripts to be read at that meeting. I am deeply convicted on some points. I must speak in regard to the position that Elder Reaser is occupying. I know, from the light God has given me, that if this is allowed to continue, God will be greatly dishonored. God calls His servants to seek light and understanding and spiritual strength from one who is infinite in wisdom. They are to put their dependence upon one who is able to help in every emergency. The conditions that have existed in Southern California this past year are not such as God can approve. To those who have clear discernment, it is not hard to see the results of placing men in positions where they are mind and judgment for their brethren. Those who accept such a work and authority show that they have not a true and wise understanding of the Scriptures. If these men were close students of the Word of God, they would see that by adopting such a course, they are leading men and women to depend on human wisdom instead of seeking it from God. God declares, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." James 1, verse 5.